Welcome to the Northwood Time. We trust that the radio ministry from the Northwood Baptist Church in Yadkinville, North Carolina, with our pastor, Dr. Alan Barker, will be a real blessing. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast today for contact information, a schedule of services, and directions to our church. May the Lord bless you as you listen today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cottle. Let us say now it is a real joy to be coming behind the radio mic on this Thursday edition of the Northwood Time. I appreciate you, our radio listener, tuning in, and what a joy it is to be able to come and share the good word of God with you today. I hope you're having a great day today in the Lord and enjoying the good blessings of God. He's good. As a matter of fact, he's good every day, all day. Amen. And I appreciate his goodness today. Well, got a good broadcast lined up today. I think you're going to enjoy it. And we're going to have another song today by the Bluegrass Group. They sang on the Tuesday broadcast. And Lord willing, they're going to sing again today. The song they did here at church just a few weeks ago, and I think you'll enjoy the song. But before we do any of that, before we go back to the message, I want to go to the Lord in prayer, and we certainly do need him to help us today. And if it's so you can, would you bow your head with us today? And let's ask God's blessings on the broadcast today. Our Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity again to come behind the radio mic and preach today. And I pray, Lord, you'll bless the preaching of the Word of God. I pray you'll bless the singing. Lord, make the broadcast that it needs to be today. I pray you will. Most of all, Lord, I pray you'll save sinners, those that may be hearing the broadcast that's not saved. I pray that you'll speak to them. Lord, I pray you'll draw them by your power, save them by your grace, and do the work in their lives that so needs to be done. I pray you will. And then again, I pray, Lord, you'll just bless the preaching of the Word of God. May all the will of God be done on the broadcast today. Encourage that discouraged child of God that may be hearing us today. Lord, I pray not only them, I pray that, Lord, that maybe that preacher driving down the road today is discouraged. I pray you'll encourage them in the good things of God and have your way today, and we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God for the good service last night. We had a great service last night. Our midweek service is on Wednesday night. And I do appreciate the Lord speaking to our hearts last night. Had a great service. Appreciate everything the Lord done. We're excited about what we believe the Lord's going to do this coming Lord's Day. I'm going to give you a special invitation even now to come. If you hear our broadcast and you've been driving area, driving distance, come be with us this coming Lord's Day. Our Sunday morning service always begins at 10 o'clock. Our preaching service always begins at 11. And then always back in here on Sunday afternoon at 6 o'clock for our Sunday evening service. We have a full schedule. Schedule services here at our church, and we are excited about the services this coming weekend. We have classes of all ages. We have a pretty good sized bus ministry we're involved in. It may be if you don't have a way, maybe we could come by and pick you up on a bus. Amen. And come be with us. We're looking for a great time here in the house of God this coming weekend. If you're not a member of a good fundamental church, hope you'll make plans. Come be a part of our service, and I know you'll enjoy that. Well, I want you to give a listen now as we have our song today. This is a bluegrass group that plays guitars and banjos and mandolins and different instruments here in our church. Dobro, different instruments here in our church, and they do a great job. And they sang the other day, sang this song in one of our services, and this is an old song. I'm glad, brethren, we've met to worship. I like it. I think you'll enjoy the song. Give a listen as a bluegrass group comes around at this time, and I hope they'll be a blessing.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you, slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving. Can you bear to let them go? See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around.
Sisters, will you join and help us? Moses' sister aided him. Will you help the trembling mourners who are struggling hard with sin?
Tell them all about the Savior. Tell them that he will be found. Sisters, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Well, amen. Hope you enjoyed that good song today. Old song, doing a good job. Our bluegrass group out of our church here, and appreciate them doing a good job of that today. I'm preaching this week out Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 1, where the Bible said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring." I'm bringing a message this week on this thought, the boasting fool. A man is a fool to boast of tomorrow, because he knows not what a day may bring. Give a listen as we go back to the Bible message at this time.
You're not lying to me, are you? I believe you. I really do believe him. He ain't got nothing. He ain't got no money either. Go eat with him if you don't believe it. Watch this. That's really not true. Miss Anderson's got money, glory to God, hallelujah. I like to go with them. But look at me. Take a cigarette lighter. My wife did this week. Take a cigarette lighter. I need to explain that. We built a campfire, didn't we, baby? Exactly what we done. Take a cigarette lighter and strike it. Let it go out. See that smoke? Just for maybe 2 seconds, and it's gone. That's the way life is this morning. The shortness of life. Oh, my, I can't listen. Bible said here in Psalm 102, verse number 3, "My life is consumed like smoke." That's how short it is. You're here, friend, but you're going to be gone tomorrow. I'm here today, but I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Isaiah 40, verse number 6 said, our flesh is like the grass of the field that witheth away. And Peter picked up on that same verse in the book of Peter. Our life is like grass that withers away. We're here today. Men, this born of a woman really is just of a few days. I'm trying to tell you, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. It's short. It's short. Hey, boys. How old are you? Yep. How old are you? What? 4. What's he saying? 12. Say it loud. 12. How old are you? 17. You married? Okay. Hey, you realize this? You'll be 50 years old before you turn around. You will. And do you realize if everything goes normal, you're going to be old, fat, and ugly like me? And do you realize your hair is going to turn right white? Do you realize, see that bald spot? You realize that? ain't got many of them left. A lot of them fell out. You realize that's going to happen to you? I'll tell you when that's going to happen. Tomorrow. Y'all don't believe that, do you? Tomorrow never comes, friend. Tomorrow's always a future date. That will be here before you know it. You'll remember, I set my office wall ago, and I'm going to close, man. I set my office wall ago to look at the picture of my daddy. How old are you? I was probably about your age. Sitting up beside my daddy, I was probably about your age. I was a good bit better looking than you, but I was probably about your age. Stood there with my daddy. Took my picture. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, I'm done. That seems like yesterday. Son, you'll be old and gray and gone before you turn around twice. There's just one life. That life will soon be passed. All that's done for Christ is all that's going to last. Are you listening to me? Death is sure. Death is surprising. Death is short. But then I want to hasten to say, death is sweet. So y'all didn't get that, so I'll say it again. I know it's sure. I know it's surprising. And I know it's short. But I want to say for the child of God, it's sweet. You say, how in the world do you get it sweet? Can you imagine being cramped up in this body forever? I'm going to preach this week for a good friend of mine over in Westfield. And I talked to him on the phone this morning about the meeting. And I said, preacher, how you doing? He said, well, I'd be doing pretty good with this arthritis. And he began to tell me about his arthritis and problems in his neck. Can't do surgery on it. Wouldn't it be awful to have to live in a body like that forever? Death is sweet. This corruption is going to be laid down. And we're going to put on incorruption. This mortal is going to lay down. We're going to put on immortality. I'm about to shout, man. Hey, are you listening? No more medicine. No more blood pressure pills. No more thyroid pills. That's going to be good. No more fever blisters. No more taking fish oil. I feel like I can float. Are you listening to me? Hey, death is sweet for the child of God. Hey, I'll tell you, we're trapped in this old body this morning. We're in this body. And you know what death is? Death isn't a thing in the world but a vehicle to get you out of that body you're in, to get you into a new body on the other side. And it's going to happen so quick, you won't even know what happened at the rapture. That quick, man. And I will tell you, listen to me this one. It'd be bad not to be able to die.
In closing, thank you for listening to the Northwood Time, one of the many ministries of the Northwood Baptist Church, the church designed with the whole family in mind. We can be contacted by logging on to northwoodbaptist.us or by writing P.O. Box 1637, Yadkinville, North Carolina, 27055, or by calling 336-677-3781. That's 336-677-3781. You'll find our church and Bible college on the north side of Yadkinville off of Lee Avenue. Our services are as follows. Sunday morning Sunday school, 10 o'clock, followed by our preaching service at 10:50. Sunday evening service is at 6 o'clock. Our Wednesday evening service is at 7:30. Come and be with us, where everybody is somebody and we're still old-fashioned. God bless you. Until next broadcast time.